Morning Wake Up, of course, this week covering the Lansing City Council election personalities and those who are alive for four positions, eight people. And in the at-large seats, there are two that are up here, and there are four who are vying. One is Patricia Spitzley. She's a newcomer here, challenger who's worked in the environmental regulatory arena now for more than 15 years. She's worked with Michigan's last three governors in various roles as well, including environmental policy, legal affairs, communications, and community outreach. And she joins us now on the line this morning. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'd like to ask you here something we've asked all the candidates so far. What would you consider your most significant life or career accomplishment outside of public sector or public service?
Well, it's, you know, raising two wonderful sons. I have two sons. I'm very proud of them. You know, and so raising them to be responsible adults, I think, is my greatest achievement. I think second would be applying for and finishing law school.
Okay. How about, we'll flip it back the other way, significant accomplishments that you've done inside the public sector, public service, or even community service for some?
You know, working with the Departments of Environmental Quality and Natural Resources, I think one of the things I'm most proud of is working in the environmental justice field and also working on tribal, being the tribal liaison. I'm a community outreach person, and so anytime I have the opportunity to work with a community group or work in the community, you know, looking at problems and trying to find a way to solve problems, I'm very happy. It's very fulfilling to me. And so in my current position and in all of my positions, I've had those opportunities to work with local government. In my mind, local government is that, you know, government at its basic, and you actually see results when you're trying to do things, in my mind. And as you get to state and federal, you know, it gets a little more gray, but I think local government is where actual good work can happen.
What's your what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the city as an at-large council member? You'd be covering and advocating for the whole city. What's the biggest challenge facing the city of Lansing right now, and how would you commit to solving it if you were elected? How would you go about doing it?
Well, it's always resources. You know, we want to provide basic services to our residents. We want to have safe streets. We want to have great and safe neighborhoods. But that all takes money. And so as we're looking at our budgets and we're looking at our budget challenges, we're looking at, you know, a huge pension retirement liability of, you know, $600 million is what I'm hearing. Those are things that are big concerns, and they go to the future and the health of our city.
Do you think you've taken that legacy cost more seriously than some of the other candidates as you look down the road? I mean, do you think that you've done a little more than your opponents?
What I think is that, you know, working with local government and in my past working with larger urban communities, I understand that retirement and legacy costs are being you know, experienced in all these communities, and so it is real. And so, you know, all I can do is, you know, talk to the experts. You know, I've met with Mayor Hollister. I've read the financial health team report. All I can do is work with the experts, look at, you know, what our challenges are, and then commit to working with council and the administration. Right. To try to find solutions.
You're a deputy redevelopment manager with the Racer Trust. That was created to kind of clean up and fix up position for redevelopment, the properties, everything owned by the former General Motors Corporation before it, the wind down and the bankruptcy in 2009. Anything in your mind as it pertains to that position that would both help you as a Lansing council member? Is there anything with that could cause any kind of ethical concern, or would you have to ever recuse yourself from certain issues here in the city?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. When I decided to run for city council at the at-large seat, I did change my employment contract to recuse myself from all dealings with Racer Trust properties in the greater Lansing area. So Lansing Township, Delta Township, I have already stepped away from those, and so I am not involved in anything as it relates to the marketing or the cleanup of those sites.
But of course, you can't erase what you know. So as council member, would some of that information and that experience as working with RACER be a helpful to you?
I think, you know, I go to a number of states, so not just Michigan, a number of communities. Of course, if something came up specific to those sites, the sites in Lansing Township and Delta, I would recuse myself. But I think that my experience working with manufacturing communities who are facing challenges, my experience with working with federal, you know, various federal departments, is a benefit to the city council and to the administration. And so I have no problem with, and I don't see a problem with, using those experiences to help move Lansing forward.
We're visiting here and interviewing Patricia Spitzley. She is a candidate for one of the at-large seats that is up for election this time around, Lansing City Council. Let's talk about your relationship with Mayor Bernero, the chamber endorsement, some of the work done by the advocates here calling themselves Capital Region Progress. What's your level of involvement and knowledge of that? And do you endorse those efforts and methods that have been done ostensibly on your behalf?
They've not been done on my behalf. I've been clear when I first started this campaign that I would run a positive campaign. I believe that negative, you know, political activities, whether it's in the form of the mailers that go out, whether it's in the form of verbal attacks, detract away from us working on the real issues. I am clear that I want Lansing residents to evaluate me on my record and my vision. I don't have a record on my vision for Lansing. As for my relationship with the mayor, you know, I've been on the parks board. Mm-hmm. I'm on the airport board right now.
Right.
I have worked with the mayor. You know, he has endorsed me, and I appreciate that. But the mayor understands that, you know, I am for the city of Lansing, and my primary focus is going to be on the city of Lansing, and that we're going to disagree on some issues. And I suspect I'm going to disagree with some of my council members, but I'm not one to, you know, say no and
sure.
walk away. I'm committed to working to find solutions.
Okay, two things very quickly. Board of Water and Light, is it part of council's due diligence to at least examine that for a possible sale? Not saying, you know, pin you down, should you sell it or not, but to at least examine that. And what's your position on the downtown casino?
I think it's incumbent upon us as, you know, as a council to look at all of our assets and to see what we have. Again, as we're looking at some serious budget issues coming up, I think we would be remiss if we didn't look at all of our assets that we have, and that includes the Board of Water and Light. Not looking at it towards a sale, but just looking at it, you know, in the context of our assets and what we have and the value of them so that we can make informed decisions. As for the casino, I think the casino is part, not solely part of an economic development tool or strategy. It's not a silver bullet for downtown. We need to diversify our economy, and so it would be one piece of the puzzle.
Patricia Spitzley, one of four candidates for two seats at large in the city of Lansing. More coming up. This is 1320 WILS.